This is the parallax for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Multiple angles. One picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a fatal shooting that's intensifying the battle between the Trump administration and local officials over immigration enforcement. On January 24th, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents shot and killed Alex Preti, a 37-year-old intensive care nurse, during enforcement operations in Minneapolis. This marks the second death from ICE actions in the city within weeks. Video evidence has emerged showing that Pretty had confronted immigration agents 11 days before his death, apparently spitting at officers and damaging their vehicle. Two agents involved in the shooting were placed on administrative leave. The story has unfolded in starkly different ways depending on where you look. The Guardian and BBC frame this as emblematic of what they characterize as overly aggressive enforcement tactics, highlighting court rulings that have blocked refugee detention and federal judges rebuking ICEC for allegedly ignoring court orders. They emphasize a pattern of escalation. Fox News and Newsmax, by contrast, focus heavily on Pretty's prior confrontation with agents, using the newly released video to contextualize the shooting as occurring during an altercation rather than a random encounter. They also highlight the White House's attempt to manage the fallout through Border Czar Tom Holland's visit to Minneapolis. Axios presents this as a political crisis for the Trump administration, documenting how the attempted de-escalation strategy, Holland's visit lasted less than 48 hours, unraveled when Trump resumed his attacks on local officials via social media. The incident has triggered intense partisan conflict, with Senate Democrats now demanding body cameras, mask restrictions, and warrant limitations on ICE agents as conditions for funding the Department of Homeland Security ahead of a potential Friday government shutdown. Turning to education policy, the Trump administration's Department of Education has concluded that California schools violated federal law by concealing information about students' gender identity transitions from their parents. The investigation found that California's Department of Education implemented policies requiring districts to withhold such information without parental consent, affecting an unknown number of students across the state. This marks a significant policy reversal from the Biden administration. The framing of this story splits clearly along ideological lines. Fox News and the Washington Examiner present this as a vindication of parental rights, emphasizing that parents should have access to information about their children's welfare and framing the ruling as restoring transparency and enforcing existing federal law. Outlets like The Guardian and Washington Post, when covering education policy shifts, typically contextualize such rulings within debates over LGBTQ+ youth protections and the tension between parental involvement and student privacy. The difference is stark. Right-leaning outlets emphasize parental transparency and federal enforcement. Center and left outlets focus on potential harms to vulnerable students and the conflict between federal and state authority over education. In related news, President Trump has nominated Colin McDonald, a veteran federal prosecutor, to lead the Department of Justice's newly created National Fraud Enforcement Division. The division is designed to aggressively target large-scale fraud in federal programs and represents Trump's stated priority of combating what his administration characterizes as widespread waste and abuse in government spending. Right-leaning outlets, including Fox News, Newsmax, and the Washington Examiner, frame this as a significant enforcement action, emphasizing Trump's commitment to holding fraudsters accountable and improving government efficiency. Meanwhile, on the international stage, tensions between the United States and Iran are escalating dramatically. President Trump has warned that time is running out for nuclear negotiations and threatened military strikes, far worse than a previous attack, as the U.S. military conducts a significant buildup in the Persian Gulf with the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group. Trump stated that Iran must quickly make a deal on its nuclear program or face consequences. Iran's military responded by warning it was ready with their fingers on the trigger to respond to any aggression. The escalating rhetoric has driven commodity markets sharply upward. Brent crude has hit $70 per barrel for the first time since September, gold has surged past $5,500 per ounce, and China has formally warned against U.S. military adventurism in the region. Coverage of this crisis splits along familiar analytical lines, The BBC, Al Jazeera, and The Guardian provide detailed scenario analysis of potential military outcomes, from regime change to regional retaliation. And they frame the situation as a dangerous escalation with deeply unpredictable consequences. They emphasize Trump's recent reversals, initially threatening strikes if protesters were harmed, then shifting to nuclear demands, and question the coherence of U.S. strategy. Bloomberg and MarketWatch focus on market implications, oil prices, gold surges, and currency volatility. They present the story primarily as a risk event affecting global markets. Newsmax and Zero Hedge frame Trump's position as a necessary red line to prevent Iranian nuclear weapons development, with emphasis on Secretary of State Rubio's focus on preemptive prevention of Iranian attacks. The framing difference is clear. Left and center outlets emphasize unpredictability and regional risk. Right outlets emphasize nuclear deterrence and resolve. In another signal of shifting global alignments, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has visited China to meet with leader Xi Jinping, the first such visit by a UK prime minister in 8 years. The two leaders discussed a comprehensive strategic partnership and deeper economic ties. The timing is significant. This visit comes amid broader global realignment as U.S. allies reassess their trade dependencies in light of Trump administration tariffs and protectionist rhetoric. NPR, the BBC, and Al Jazeera frame this as part of a strategic rebalancing, noting that allies are edging towards China due to Trump's tariffs and America First policies. They emphasize the symbolic importance of the visit. Starmer's first trip abroad as prime minister was to the U.S., making the China trip particularly noteworthy. Bloomberg coverage focuses on commercial and investment implications. The broader story here is that world leaders are seeking stronger ties with China as alternatives to U.S. economic engagement. Finally, a look at markets. Copper has surged to an all-time high above $14,000 per ton, posting its largest single-day gain in more than 16 years. Driven by intense speculative trading in China amid expectations of economic stimulus and infrastructure investment, gold has simultaneously hit a record above $5,500 per ounce, extending a rally fueled by Iran tensions, a weakening U.S. dollar, and safe haven demand. And the S&P 500 index has reached 7,000 for the first time in history, driven primarily by technology giants, despite investor concerns about whether artificial intelligence spending will generate commensurate returns. The index pulled back from its peak, but the milestone reflects the heavy concentration of gains in a narrow set of stocks. Companies like Meta and Microsoft have announced massive capital expenditure increases to build AI infrastructure, leading to mixed market reactions as investors weigh growth potential against near-term margin pressure. Bloomberg and MarketWatch provide detailed earnings analysis, examining this tension between investor enthusiasm for AI potential and skepticism about return on investment timelines. Zero Hedge, by contrast, emphasizes the speculative nature of the rally and the concentration risk in mega caps, warning of potential correction if AI monetization disappoints. The framing difference is consistent. Mainstream financial outlets focus on earnings fundamentals and valuations. More skeptical outlets emphasize concentration risk and bubble dynamics. That's the parallax for Thursday, January 29th. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.